The show built for you. A nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Slum that live, baby.
To be alive, it is Friday, Precious Peaches, and don't that feel good? It has been a big week. I feel like it's been a bit of a slog, but the weekend has arrived, and 2 hours of musical magic are coming your way. I'm joined in studio by the delightfully good-looking human beings that help get this radio show to air every night. Sexy Vovo.
I thought I had a face for radio, but...
No, you got a face for... Miss America pageant style. You got a face for Red Room on a Saturday night.
Yes.
You got a face to get you to the front of the line, free entry, VIP card.
Look at her just pumping up my tires.
Yeah. That's
like it's only because you know Mustafa, the security guard. Because he's your cousin.
What are you looking forward to on tonight's show, Dar?
I cannot wait for your chat with Tupac's homies, Outlawz.
Yeah. I saw All Eyes on Me. I was just feeling so badass as I walked out of that cinema. That is going to be on tonight. Draco.
Ironically, quite the opposite. We've got Katy Perry representing her for the World Famous Rooftop. So it's a little bit different, but we cater for all tastes, so you can win tickets to see her.
Well, I'm excited to play Beat Shazam in 20 minutes where you guys have to tell us what the song is before Shazam does. Listen for the cue to call 131060, but first, let's get some music on.
The Trending 10 on Ash London Live.
Yeah! The big return of Macklemore. This time, though, sans Ryan Lewis. Sans is French for without, because we are fancy AF here on the show. This is interesting. So the track that he did, I Need a Doctor. No, what was it called? About my drug dealer was a doctor.
I think it was called Drug Dealer.
Yes. A couple of years ago, that was without Ryan Lewis as well. But now it seems they're officially split up.
Yeah, Drug Dealer with Ariana DeBoo.
Yeah, that was a great song. So now he's teamed up with Skylar Grey. She's the chick that does the track with Diddy.
Coming home.
Yeah. She's got a really, really great vocal. This is a beautiful song. I want to play this on Monday at 8 p.m. on the dot because it's a great way to kick off a week. It's super positive. It's super uplifting. And these are the things we love here at Ash London Live. So coming in at number 10. Oh, it already feels a bit like more like... Can't Hold Us, you know, the other Macklemore song.
Oh, yeah.
Macklemore and Skylar Grey kicking us off for a Friday night with this absolute gem of a tune just released today. It is glorious. At number 10, this is Ash London Live.
Grab your phone and get ready to Shazam.
Oh, so we have got a brand new Pendo smartwatch. It's got heaps of cool features. And that is thanks to Dodo Mobile, where you can get 3 gigs of mobile data plus loads more on super fast 4G. We're going to give one away to our favorite caller tonight. Obviously, someone who can, in fact, beat Shazam. This is how it works. We play a song, the start of the song. You have to tell us what the song is before Shazam chimes in and tells us what it is. So many people called through to play Beat Shazam.
Full board.
It's taking the nation by storm.
Yeah.
Move over Hamish and Andy. Beat Shazam. They should just do that at the drive show next year.
For 3 hours.
3 hours of Beat Shazam. Amazing. First of all, we've got Ty in New South Wales. Hey, Ty.
Hi. How are you going?
I'm good, darling. But at first, I thought this might be Ty, who is a boy that Draco has a crush on.
And he's
Ty
too. We're friends.
You like him, though. And then
as
I
a
you
bro.
Were here. Because you're so masked. Ty, what have you been up to tonight, my love?
Just bought some Thai takeaway.
Thai. No. Oh, that is the greatest thing in the world. We had Thai for lunch. We had a pad see you, a pad Thai, a masaman, and a green curry.
Oh, yum.
What did you go
I'm
for?
I'm having a curry.
Oh.
Yeah, masaman curry.
Oh, beef masaman.
Pad see you.
Yes, yes.
Chicken cashew nut.
Oh, the classic. Okay, so Sexy Vibe, my producer, is wrapping me up. She said I'm talking too long. So you know what you're going to do? You're going to tell us what the song is before Shazam does. Are you ready to play, Ty?
Yes,
Let's
I am.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
1 2 Steps to the Ciara.
Oh, my God. Ty.
Correct.
Woo!
I didn't get that when Draco... I didn't get it. We thought no one would get that. You're a freak of nature. Well done, darling. Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Stay on the line because one person is going to get one of these smartwatches. So far, it's yours. Coming up next, we've got
Chris.
Chris in Townsville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you going?
Good, good. What did you have for dinner tonight?
Nothing yet.
Oh, why don't you get some Thai food, a pad see you or a beef masaman?
By the time I'm finished work, that'll be over with.
Oh, okay. You can't have curry too late because you get indigestion. Uber Eats. Okay, I don't think they have it in Townsville. Chris, you know what?
They do, but a lot of places are closed by the time I finish work.
That sucks. All right, Chris, we're going to play a song. You got to tell us what it is. You ready to go?
I'll give it a crack.
Drake, Passion Fruit. Sorry, Chris.
I didn't recognize the intro.
Exactly. It was in your blood, but you couldn't quite get it. That's fine, that's fine. We've got Chenea next in Tasmania. Good evening, Chenea.
Hello.
Am I saying your name right? Sometimes Sexy Vibe, I spell it wrong.
It's Chenea.
Chenea, like Shania Twain, who released a new single today.
Yeah, similar.
Chenea, what did you have for dinner tonight?
McDonald's.
Can I guess what you got? I'm going to guess that you got a McChicken meal.
Oh, no, we didn't. We got a family burger box.
Okay.
Aww. Yeah.
Still good. All right, you know what you got to do? Tell us what this song is before Shazam does. Go shout this shiver. 50 Cent. In the club.
Oh, no.
You get 50%. You get half an entertainment pack because you were so close and you got the artist right.
Half an entertainment pack.
Half.
Okay.
Or you get half, we'll just cut all the CDs in half. And we've got Mina in Victoria. Hey, Mina.
Hey, how are you?
Good, darling. What'd you have for dinner tonight?
I haven't eaten yet.
Okay. I'm thinking you got to get some Thai, get a pad see you into you, all right? Maybe a beef muscle man. Sick. All right. We're going to play a song. You got to tell us what it is. You ready to go?
Yep.
Cool.
Single lady. Beyonce.
Yeah, that was the easiest one of all time. Good on you, Mina. We are going to send you an entertainment pack. Well done, darling. But as far as this amazing smartwatch, obviously it's going to Ty in New South Wales. Good on you, Ty.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
That was super impressive. Well done. We love it when people like you get involved with this show because it sounds to me like you are as passionate about music as we are. Am I right?
Definitely.
Good on you, darling. For everybody else, stick around. Your top three is on its way and another chance to beat Shazam on Monday night. Ash London Live. Well, first of all, thank you so much for making time to chat with us tonight. I'm imagining it's like pretty late in the world where you are. Have you been out on the town partying hard? What is going on tonight?
I literally just got off a plane in Texas. Well, we just came from New York doing a press run for the last 3-4 days in New York doing all this interviews and shooting videos and all kind of stuff, you know, for the album and the movie, you know, just working hard, baby.
Is it surprising to you at all that there is still so much love, so much obsession and so much hype around Park, especially with this film coming out? Or do you feel like it's always been that way since the day that he kind of rose to stardom all these years ago?
It's always been that way. You know, we travel the globe. We've been touring the whole world since 1999 and the love, respect, and admiration for Tupac never dwindles.
Yeah.
But, of course, with the movie, it's like everybody's going crazy right now. But the love for Tupac never stopped. His star never dimmed, you know, not 1 second since he's been gone. The world loves that guy, man. Yeah. He was hip-hop ambassador, man.
Tell me about the first time you saw this film. Because, I mean, I'm 31 years old, and even for me growing up, this was the biggest music on the planet still, but you kind of, he was your family, he was your friend. I imagine it would have been emotional seeing this movie back.
It was definitely nostalgic, you know what I mean, and very bittersweet. But at this point, we're very happy with the outcome of the movie and glad it's done and ready for the world to see it.
Well, even Suge has said he's given it the thumbs up, the tick of approval from what he's been told about it, from what he's across. Do you feel like they've kind of kept it pretty true to form? Because you saw a lot of this stuff go down firsthand.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the movie is all real, all factual. The only thing that's made up is the dialogue. But the actual events, the things that took place, it came straight from real life. This is truly based on a true story.
Mm. And Demetrius Shipp Jr., the dude playing Tupac, I mean, it's uncanny how crazy similar they are. Like, when you first saw this guy, were you like, man's crazy.
Yeah, when I first saw him before we got to the set, I just seen a picture of him, and one of the producers for the movie, LT Hutton, was like, this is the guy we're strongly considering. And I was like, wow, if he can act, we out of here. This is a done deal.
And how much were you guys consulted about the script, about the story, about recreating some of those moments? Like, who were the people that they were getting in on the on the actual creative process to make sure that this was happening true to form and in a way that honored Tupac?
It was a collaborative effort. Ourselves, of course, me and Young Noble, Benny Boom, LT Hutton, the rest of the, you know, Morgan Creek family got together along with the writers to make this as authentic as possible. They put the script together based on doing their homework and research.
Yeah.
So it ain't like, you know, this is the movie producer's perspective of Tupac. This is them doing research. So just like about 98% of every scene that you're going to see, you can actually pull from interviews or songs or you know, different events that happened in his life that's factual. It's like Tupac telling his own story.
And before I let you go, guys, yeah. I mean, a lot of people are going to be listening to this radio show who may be, like, aren't traditionally fans of hip-hop or even Tupac. What would you say to them if they're thinking about getting a ticket to see this movie? What would you say to them to get them to that cinema?
I would say they have to go see it. If they want to learn about the greatest hip-hop artists that ever lived, that ever walked the face of this earth, they have to go get a ticket to go see the Tupac Shakur movie, All Eyes on Me.
Boys, thank you so much for making time to chat with us tonight. Stay safe in Texas. Have fun, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for having us.
If you want to score yourself some tickets to see the Tupac film, All Eyes on Me, give us a call right now on 131060. And, of course, if we're going to talk Puck, we've got to play Changes. Here he is now on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.